know that if a member went sick, even at home, they would be brought in and kept in the barracks. We know that if a serving member refused to go or didn't turn up, that they would be charged. They would be fined up to 3 days' wages. And in a low wage, that is an awful lot of money for a family to be missing in 1 week. They also would have a black mark against their career for future courses, promotions, etc. So majority of serving men and women weren't in a position to actually be able to say no to what happened this weekend.
What they were expected to do for the money that they were being offered, the hours they would be working, and effectively, you couldn't call it accommodation. I think it was pretty much tents and bunk beds.
The photographs that the public have seen with their sleeping accommodation, that wouldn't have been all, but that was some to a majority. Now, our men and women aren't complaining about that. I mean, was it awful? Was it wet? Was it cold? Absolutely. But they're trained to do this. They're prepared to do this. This is part of their training. But to clarify, they're not on exercise. They are not training. They're not on the ground. They're not preparing for war. They're not preparing to go out. They're on aid to the civil power. They were called to assist the Garda Síochána. Now, to stand next to them and do the job that they're doing, but not be fed the same way, not have the same staying ground accommodation, to be paid peanuts. The Gardaí are getting €30 an hour before tax. Our lads are getting €1.86 before tax. So this breeds contempt.